Good morning. My guest this morning is Gary McLaughlin from Brave New Music. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Roland. Nice to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too. Let's tell people first off, so they don't start writing in their date books and make a mistake, that the concert we are going to be talking about is going to be presented at the Paul Motter Gallery, 222 Healdsburg Avenue.
Yes, and rather than our usual menu, our venue rather, which is the Shed in Healdsburg, so
right.
People need to make sure they go to the right place.
Exactly. Okay, the Borealis String Quartet, what do we know about those folks?
Well, I know them quite well. I had them in town, brought them in several years ago with Russian River Chamber Music, and have met with them. They're based in Vancouver, British Columbia. A couple of years ago, I was up there, had dinner with them. They're a wonderful quartet that is gaining more and more worldwide recognition.
Uh-huh.
They are now performing regularly in throughout North America, Europe, and Asia. Regular trips to Asia every year. They're establishing a strong connection there. The part of the reason is the makeup of the quartet is a Chinese, although she may be American-born violinist, a Russian-born violist,
uh-huh.
a Korean-born cellist, and a Canadian-born second violinist. So it's a very
wow.
special quartet.
That's excellent. Okay, the music, actually two of the three composers are not familiar to me. So talk about them.
Well, yes, it's a modern program centered around Shostakovich's quartet Opus 18, which is a late
uh-huh.
quartet, one you don't hear as often as some of the earlier ones. And then before that is Imant Ramish is one of Canadian's most eminent composers, but he's also being performed all over the U.S. He's older now, but he just seems to be on programs everywhere now and spoken well of throughout America. And then on the after the Shostakovich, they're going to play a piece by Bramhal Tovey, the music director, conductor of the Vancouver Symphony, who's also a composer, British-born, and he wrote a piece. All I know about it is the title, which is "Did You Ever Dance with Him?"
That's a pretty provocative title.
Yeah, so I suspect it involves somebody's connection with somebody very famous. I can only imagine it.
Right.
And that's a very interesting problem. Those are all pretty accessible modern works. And ones that people probably haven't heard before.
So what is the Paul Motter Gallery like?
It is the largest gallery north of Los Angeles.
Wow.
I mean, in terms of private gallery. So it's like museum size almost. Very high ceilings, beautiful, all contemporary art. So I think, you know, with the contemporary program, the modern music program and modern art all around people, sculptures and paintings
uh-huh.
and so forth, I think a lot of that's going to create some interesting resonances between the music and the audience and the art that they'll be surrounded with. It's a very beautiful gallery, and it's right downtown. It's right on Healdsburg Avenue, more or less across from the second hotel that they built.
Yes,
in
right.
town. Yeah, so it's easy to find, and it's going to be a wonderful program, and they're a very dazzling group, very technically proficient, and just getting rave reviews. They recently played on the Beethoven series at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York.
Great. Gary, thanks very much. Thanks very much for coming to us via the telephone, as usual, and I look forward to your next show, too. Let's remind people that this particular show is Wednesday, March 30th, 7:30 p.m. at the Paul Motter Gallery. For information, a telephone number, 431-7622, online, bravenewmusic.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.